Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We were having this conversation with our dear brother, Stephen Spector. In fact, that was our Spec Says for the day. Let me play for you what Stephen Spector had to say about this exact same topic.
All right, I guess what I'm about to say isn't going to make me any less unpopular than Frank White, but let me at least ask the question. If this team, being the Royals, moved to Kansas, should the number 20 remain retired by the organization? And the reason that I ask that question is I think it's been pretty clear from the beginning that John Sherman wants downtown baseball. But one of the biggest hurdles in making that happen has been Frank White. So if the Royals move to 119th and all and leave the state of Missouri and leave Jackson County, do the Royals make the decision to unretire Frank White's number 20? Would it be petty? Yes. Would it be for non-baseball reasons? Yes. Would it be for non-baseball reasons that didn't include a crime or some sort of heinous act? Yes. But in the last decade and a half, there's been an unceremonious firing as a broadcaster after taking shots at the organization, and then as a politician, being a hindrance to progress for not only the organization, but the county that the team originally wants to be in and has been in for their entire existence. Frank White and the number 20 are synonymous with the Royals and their history in Jackson County and at Kauffman Stadium. But if they ultimately end up at 119th and all in a different state, I don't think the Royals owe Frank White anything in that case.
Okay. I'd love to get you guys' opinions, 913-586-7965. This is my stance on this. Frank White is not a criminal. If Frank White was accused of some heinous acts and we were talking about removing his statue or removing his number from being retired, I'd be on you guys' side. If Frank White had killed somebody, I'd be on your side. If Frank White got caught and we had him secretly recorded and he was saying some of the most reprehensible things that you had ever heard, I'd be on you guys' side. His number should be unretired because he was a bad politician. We're not accusing him of being a crooked politician. Maybe that's the same thing. He just wasn't good at it. No. That seems too much, in my opinion. I don't think that now you can erase the baseball legacy of Frank White because the post-career things haven't gone as planned. And again, we're not talking about taking O.J. Simpson out of the Hall of Fame. I could see why they would want to do that. This man killed two people, allegedly. That's not what we're talking about with Frank White. Frank White is still one of the most important people in Royals history, in Kansas City sports history. Grew up in this area, was part of the World Series team, both of them in 80 and 85, one of the most important players to play. You don't have to do this. We don't have to do this. No. Frank White should continue to be honored in the way that he is honored. And I also think it's very important to note that time heals all. I was here. I remember. I remember when Larry Johnson did a 30-minute interview with Bob Fesco and the city was ready to embrace Larry Johnson again, who was hitting on women at the club. Now, he did a lot of things after that to get people to turn their back on him, but people usually forgive. They usually forgive. And what Frank White did, it's not unforgivable. Like this stance right here, CDOT, you wouldn't be saying that if you were a homeowner in Jackson County. What does that have to do with him playing baseball? What does that do with him playing baseball? It has nothing to do with him playing baseball. Nothing. None. We celebrate Jared Allen. You guys know why Jared Allen wasn't on the Chiefs anymore. We don't got to go back through the man's past. I just think now we've taken it too far. That's what I think we've taken a little bit too far. I'm willing to just leave Frank alone. Leave him alone. Out of sight, out of mind. I would tell Frank, let's not appeal this thing. Let's take your loss. Let's be humbled by this. Let's go away and do your thing. But now we're trying to take his statue out of the stadium. We're trying to unretire his number. I don't think he's done anything to warrant being treated that way.
So I agree with you, but I could see the organization, which has already scapegoated him once in the vote and all the things leading up to it, because all we hear about is how Frank White's the villain, Frank White's the villain, Frank White's the villain. I could see the team, if they end up on 119th and all, I'm going to put that huge caveat on here. If the Royals end up across the state line, I could see the team being petty and taking number 20 down. He still gets to stay in the team Hall of Fame. He still gets to have his gold gloves out there. And if a fan goes out to the new stadium and they're like, hey, how many gold gloves did Alex Gordon have? Oh, how many Frank White have? It will still be out there. But I could see the team, which has already taken a little bit of a petty path with Frank, continuing down that pathway if they end up on 119th and all. Because that's the big part of this to me. If the team ends up downtown, 100% I agree with you. He was an encumbrance on the moving downtown, but eventually they got what they wanted. Life goes on. If he's
but
on 119th and all,
the Royals, they're not leaving the area. I could understand if the Royals were moving to San Antonio and they made that decision. They're moving 17 minutes away. So now everything that Frank White accomplished in the Royals organization is lessened because they moved down the street. We don't have to do this. I agree with this. He tripled property taxes for no rhyme or reason ruined local businesses. It's simple, but he should continue to be honored as the Royals, but he was horrible for Jackson County. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. He was bad as a politician, but that does not erase everything that was done with the Royals. Someone made this point. Let me find it really quickly. Text line 913-586-7965. Guys, this is a lot like what you were arguing with Russell Wilson, that Russell Wilson played himself out of the Hall of Fame. Yeah, but in this analogy, Frank White is already in the Hall of Fame. He wasn't questioned. It's not like we're talking about, it's not like, for example, right now, if Eric Hosmer ran for all of these things, right? Eric Hosmer ran, and then 5 years from now, we realize it was a disaster and we haven't already done it. Frank's already been there. They've had Frank's number retired for, what, a decade? I mean, they certainly have had it up there since the renovations for the stadium. So even longer than that, his number has been up there retired. That statue has been out there for 20 years. Now we're just going to take the statue away? No. No, I'm not. Come on now. I voted to recall the man, but we don't got to do this. Stop. 913-586-7965. Speck says that if the Royals move to the Kansas side, the number's got to come down. The statue has got to go away. We basically have to erase the memory of Frank White with the Kansas City Royals. I think that's extreme. What do you guys think? Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.